Sliota says Noah's law should be passed. These police officers say drunk drivers caused them serious injuries.
A drunk driver struck the side of my car at about 70 miles an hour.
My forehead was ripped all the way down to my nose. They hit us so hard that they actually totaled the vehicle that we were in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from GEICO's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, GEICO insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the GEICO mobile app. Because GEICO knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
In the Phoenix area, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office is not issuing iPhones to employees anymore. Bill Montgomery says Apple should be complying with legitimate court orders.
If Apple wants to become the official smartphone provider to ISIS and the Sinaloa cartel, well, they can do so, but there's going to be a consequence. And the consequence for them in doing business with this office is that we will no longer issue iPhones.
The feds have asked Apple to write a program that bypasses an iPhone's encryption. The phone belonged to one of the San Bernardino terrorist shooters. Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery says this is a solvable problem.
So it's no excuse for Apple to say that they can't possibly protect consumer privacy interests if they were to create an encryption key. No, that's the challenge.
He says smartphone security is also having an effect on his office.
This office right now in several prosecutions has been hampered by the inability to download information from smartphones due to the encryption and password protections.
A jury finds a Baltimore pastor and city council candidate not guilty on charges related to a protest after a hearing in the Freddie Gray case last fall. The Reverend Wesley West says he did nothing wrong in leading the protest, and he believes he was unfairly targeted.
There was nothing, again, unlawful about those protests, and I'm committed to stand in the fight. I'm committed to let my voice be heard. Again, I am dedicated to being the voice for those silent voices.
I'm Ron Taylor. And this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You all know me, know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't going to be easy. Bad fish, not like going down the pond chasing bluegills and tommy cods. This afternoon would be a good day for going down to the pond chasing bluegills and tommy cods. It's going to be cloudy with a high near 52. And a light breeze from the west, 10 to 14 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of sprinkles with a slight chance of showers before 7 p.m. Who writes these things? Friday is going to be sunny with a high near 38. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 39, but it's going to warm up nicely for Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 54. Okay, now I got the music ready. We're going.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I'm dying to find out why Jennifer's playing this song, but we'll find out momentarily. Good morning and welcome to The Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Was I in a coma, Jennifer, for 6 months or something?
What is today? So. What is the date today?
February 25th.
So, it is how many? 10 months to Christmas.
Exactly.
Your favorite time of the year.
It's the Library Show once again, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, who's singing this version, by the way?
Harry Como.
Oh, that's right. I love it. We're probably the only radio show that is playing a Christmas song within a month of this date, probably. We have the schedule for Maker's Day, which happens before Christmas this year, Jennifer. It happens on March 19th at the North and South County Branch Libraries. The Outdoor Art Show at HCL is now accepting entries. We'll tell you how. Jennifer's blood boils when she sees a stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch. The Friends of HCL book sale is coming. We'll tell you how to donate books and or how to volunteer. Upcoming programs for kids and adults and much more in today's library show. Now I'm missing Christmas, Jennifer. Darn you. Why did you do this to me?
I'm being playful.
It's good, though, because after March, I start getting ready for Christmas because summer is just so awesome. You know, it's just all, once you through March, it's all good. All the way to the end of the year. So I only got one more month, really, till I started thinking about Christmas.
I don't think your friend Jay is listening, but he's a big fan of, I was hoping that was
true. He is. Jay moved away. But there's really no way in the internet radio land, Jennifer.
That's no excuse.
We're global.
That is not an excuse.
So welcome to the Library Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jim Thatch. Jennifer made it on, decided to grace us with a presence on time.
Well, considering you drove today. Me here.
And Jennifer read a little quote from the beginning of Jaws at the beginning of the show. Why did you do that, Jennifer?
Because I was echoing your quote from last week when you said that I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief, but I'll find him for three, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10.
I'll find him for three, but I'll catch him and I'll kill him for $10.
Of course, it's
the great Jaws.
Clint's speech from Jaws.
Shaw. What's the actor's name again? My gosh, why am I drawing a blank on this? His last name was Shaw. Great actor. Great role. He must have won an Academy Award for
I
that.
I have confidence
supporting
in you
actor.
That you'll remember.
What was his first name? Shaw. He was also in The Sting as the bad guy in The Sting. Doyle Lonergan. Two great roles. Probably, obviously, his two best roles ever. So I think he died probably 10, 20 years ago. I keep thinking George Bernard Shaw, but that's not Shaw.
Robert.
Robert Shaw.
That's a tough one.
Sorry about that, Chief. Okay. It is the Library Show. We always start off the show by telling you what's coming up in the coming week, and if we had a program last night, which we actually did.
We did.
Despite the horrific weather.
Yes.
The show must go on, Jennifer. What show did go on?
The Hills Were Alive with the Sound of Music last night with David Aaron and his quartet. David Aaron is...
Any relation to Hank Aaron?
No.
Okay.
He's a clarinet player, big band leader, and he had Danny Schwartz on the keyboard, a guy named Brian playing bass. He was a new bass player, a stand-up bass, and Wayne, I don't remember Wayne's last name, on the drums. And they're really awesome together. They play really well to this.
So what kind of music did they play?
They played a lot of standards. They played an absolutely gorgeous version of Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music. And it's very slow and it might even be a waltz. And then in the middle they like jazzed it up. They played Gershwin and Cole Porter. And at the end of the night, I just went blank. What song they sang? Oh my gosh!
Is it really that important?
Well, no. It was like audience participation. It was a small audience because the weather was pretty bad, and he had the audience.
So you
singing.
Didn't participate, obviously.
I did because like there's a whole verse where you sing la 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 la. Oh my gosh!
La 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 la.
I'm drawing a complete blank.
Deck the Halls?
No. It was something about he said. Imagine you're in a bar and there's a guy looking outside.
Okay.
Something about saying goodnight to friends.
Okay.
It sounds almost, it's got like an Italian or a European feel to it.
But it's not a famous song?
It is. It's wildly famous, and I cannot remember it.
All right, we'll work on that one, Jennifer.
Yeah.
So that's David Aaron, and if you know or don't know, the Hunterdon County Library provides two musical concerts every month. This David Aaron wrapped up our February musical plate. I don't know why I went there. But in March, we have two new concerts in store for you. We have the Dan Patera Dixieland Band and Frank Sinatra and his friends. A dead-on Frank Sinatra-style crooner will be here and also singing songs from Dean Martin. But we'll get into that later, Jenna. We've got to talk about what's coming up this week. And we have a program tonight at the North County Branch Library, Meditation for Optimal Well-Being. That's not a musical program, Jennifer.
That is not.
Unless soothing your soul is musical to you.
I could use my soul soothe.
Meditation for Optimal Well-Being with Umesh Bhatia. People have been practicing meditation for centuries, Jennifer. Do you ever meditate?
I tried, but I'm too uptight to meditate. I got very nervous.
Well,
like, I was so focused.
It takes practice, Jennifer. I bet if you practice, you could do it with the best of them.
If I practiced, I could get to Carnegie Hall, too.
And today we see a surge in popularity as new benefits continue to be discovered. What kind of benefits would those be, Jennifer? Health benefits?
I would imagine.
So Umesh Bhatia
must meditate.
She does. She actually wants to come and do a program. So we'll talk about that at another time. But right now I'm talking about Umesh Bhatia. It's recognized how meditation can help the body, mind, and spirit. Incorporating meditation into one's life has many positive effects. I'm not going to tell you what those are. To find out, you've got to come to the program tonight, Jennifer. Once again, it's tonight, Thursday, February 25th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. This program, as all our programs, are free and open to the public. So just stop on by 65 Halstead Street, Clinton, New Jersey. If you don't know where the North County Branch Library is, Google Map it, and we'll see you there. Anything else, Jennifer, coming up this week?
Saturday afternoon, we have Secrets of Traditional Chinese Culture, Profound Insights for Modern Life. This is a video, slideshow, and lecture presentation. You have probably seen the posters for Shenyun dance performances around town.
But what if someone isn't from around town? What if someone is listening to us from Asia? If someone is actually in China listening to us?
Well, they probably aren't going to make it by Saturday then.
But they probably have a lot of options of Shenyun where they're at.
Quite possibly. So Shenyun Performing Arts has brought to the world stage 5,000 years of Chinese civilization through classical Chinese dance and music. And it's an exhilarating production that captures the spirit of a culture long lost. So some people, some organizers of this performance come and they talk about the culture and they sort of explain that.
Are they in the garb?
They aren't.
They aren't in the garb.
No, last time they did bring some Chinese refreshments, like bean cakes or something. I don't. But no, they're not. They're not dressed in there.
Is it a slide presentation?
It is. It's a video and a slideshow. Yes.
Very good.
Yes, and there's a lot of music and things, so that's quite. It's nice.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jennifer. I elect that we go to our first commercial break. And then we'll come back with much more library show.
Do you want to talk about the last program?
Is there another program coming up this week, Jennifer?
On Wednesday, March 2nd at
Are you
7
sure?
p.m.
Okay.
Did it get canceled?
No.
At the North County Branch Library. The South Highlands Group of the Sierra Club, which meets the first Wednesday of every month at the North County Branch. Dr. Jay Kelly from Raritan Valley Community College and Dr. Nelson Sapora and Mike Allen from New Jersey Audubon. And we'll be there talking about assessing forest health in central New Jersey. And they will be there with some student participants, and they will present their work from over 2 years, which is focused on the effects of deer and invasive plant species on forest structure and composition, and how this impacts birds and other forest dwellings. So that's 7 p.m., March 2nd, the North County Branch Library. All our programs are free and open to the public. To make reservations for a North County Branch program, call 730-6135. And headquarters, 788-1434.
To find out about all of our programs, not just the ones we select to speak about, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. And conveniently located in the bottom right-hand corner is an events calendar that you can click on, and all the flyers of our programs will come up. You can reserve seats through the calendar as well if you click on the date that you wish to attend. It's just that simple.
That easy. Now we will go to our first commercial break, and we will be back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry, who is about to be quizzed. Quizzed about Today in History, which is February 25th, with Jennifer. I already mentioned at the top of the show that it's exactly 10 months to Christmas. Christmas 2016. But it's February 25th. At this time every week, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this particular date, and also some people that were born who have died on this date. So let's get right into it, Jennifer. Let's go back to 1919. On February 25th, which state places a 1 cent per U.S. gallon tax on gasoline, becoming the first U.S. state to levy a gasoline tax?
Very tempted to say New Jersey.
Right. That would be everybody's first guess.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not. It's random. Just guess. You have a 1 in 50 chance, Jennifer. 1 in 49, because we know it's not New Jersey.
No, it's 1 in... Everybody wasn't a state by then.
Good point, Barry. We're looking for Oregon. Wow. So Oregon is to blame for all this gas tax nonsense. Thanks, Oregon.
And you know what? They are the only other state besides New Jersey that does not allow you to park on
gas. Okay, Jennifer, on this date, February 25th in 1945... Who declares war on Germany?
A person or a...
A country.
The United States? No. It was after the war.
No, the war was still going on from not much longer, but it was still going on. When this country decided to get their feet wet. Maybe this is why the war ended. It just struck fear in the Japanese and German empires. Turkey declares war on Germany a scant 2 months before the war actually ended. Thanks, Turkey. Hitler committed suicide, I believe, like 2 months right after this. So, I mean, that was the last straw for Hitler. He was going well until he heard Turkey was joining the fray. Then it was all over. Okay, Jennifer, in 1987, which football program is the first college football program to receive the death penalty by the NCAA for infractions of having a slush fund to make illegal payments to the school's football players as far back as 1981. Which university?
Penn State.
No.
Nope.
SMU, Southern Methodist University.
Wouldn't have gotten that.
Eric Dickerson went to that school.
It all sounds familiar. Yes,
yeah, so they got the death penalty. It's not very interesting, but that's all I could come up with today. Besides Turkey declaring war in Germany, there really wasn't much meant much big news. Turkey effectively ending World War II by taking a side. Okay, born or died on this date, Jennifer, in 1913, Jim Backus was born.
He's a television movie
famous
star.
Famous for two roles.
He was Mr. Magoo.
Very good. That's
voice
one of them.
Voice of Mr. Magoo in the cartoon, and he was Thurston Howell III.
Jennifer, very, very well done. Okay, 5 years later in 1918, on February 25th, Bobby Riggs was born.
He was a tennis player.
Mm-hmm. Famous for what? Famous for one thing, Jennifer.
I don't know.
No? Remember the Battle of the Sexes?
Yeah.
He played Billie Jean King in a famous tennis match because he said that men could beat women in anything, and Billie Jean King beat him in tennis. Okay, only Kara would get this one probably, but born on February 25th, 1932, Kara, of course, being my daughter, Farron Young was born. Farron Young's daughter probably would get this too.
Is he in the Lawrence Welk Band?
He's not, but it's a good guess.
I don't know.
He's a country western singer, Jennifer, okay. Famous for the song Hello Walls, which was one of Kara's favorite songs when she was a little girl.
Okay.
I don't remember how or why. All right, Jennifer, I want to hear you go on and on about this next person. George Harrison was born on this date.
He was a Beatle.
That's all you got. How much do you know about George Harrison?
He had his own band. Like, he went out on a solo career.
Mm-hmm. That's not anything special yet, Jennifer.
Did he do Back Off Boogaloo?
That was probably Ringo Starr.
Yeah. My Sweet Lord.
Yes, that was George Harrison. Very good. Known as the Quiet Beatle or the Mystical Beatle, Jennifer, got it very into the Indian...
Hare Krishna.
Indian philosophies.
But so did John Lennon a little bit, it seems.
Yeah, he did, but his was more drug-induced, I think, than George's.
Nice.
So, yes, he died. He actually died 15 years ago now, which is...
Really?
He died of cancer.
Oh, dear.
15 years ago. That doesn't seem that long. It didn't seem that long ago to me, but it's actually 15 years. He was also in the Traveling Wilburys, Jennifer.
I didn't know.
He was one of the Traveling Wilburys. Yes. Okay, in 1971 was born Sean Astin.
He's a movie star. You're going to ask me what he was in?
No, I'm not going to ask this time, Jennifer. Of the one time I'm not going to ask, will be this time. That is his famous mother.
Patty Duke
is his mother. Very
and
good.
And he has a famous brother.
I don't care about his brother. What movie was he in? He was Rudy in that Notre Dame football movie. He was also Sam in the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Didn't see that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Among a lot of other things. Sean Astin. And they finally died on this date, Jennifer, and we brought up Christmas. I got a Christmas one for you. Darren McGavin died on this date in 2006. Darren McGavin was in a famous Christmas movie.
One of my famous or one of yours?
One of the all-time famous ones. It's in everybody's top 10 Christmas movies. It's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
It's comedy. A remembrance of a childhood Christmas.
Was he the father in...
That's correct.
The Gene Shepherd...
Yes. A Christmas Story is what you're looking for. Darren McGavin. Died on this day in 2006.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. So that's today in history.
It was kind of February a dull 25th.
Events-wise, except for Turkey ending World War II. Besides that...
Really glad to hear that. We should say that IndieFlix, the streaming... movie service that the library provides free of charge to our patrons.
Maybe just could describe it a little bit first.
I'm going to. It's one of our digital collections from our library page, hclibrary.us. Click on digital collections. And it gives you unlimited access to thousands of streaming feature films and short films from around the world. They do a lot of... there's over 7,000... shorts, classic TV shows, and web series from 85 different countries. They have film festival hits, including Sundance, Cannes, Tribeca. They contribute to films by subscripting, and it's anytime, anywhere access. Just with your Hunterdon County Library card, you can watch it from any time. And it was called IndieFlix, but now it's called InstantFlix.
Why did they do that? what marketing guru came up with this, Jennifer?
It's Instant Flix powered by IndieFlix. Maybe because it's instantaneous. This I cannot answer. But our website and all our flyers have been changed. So the great service is still the same. So just so long farewell to the name IndieFlix.
It's a sad day in America.
It is.
Almost like if you were living in Germany in 1945 and you heard over the news that Turkey declared war on you. Boy, they must have been shaking in their boots. Okay, moving on to the top of the show, I mentioned Maker's Day. You have no idea what Maker's Day is, do you, Jennifer?
It is one of my favorite things.
New Jersey Maker's Day is March 19th, and in celebration at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library, we're going to hold demonstrations, Jennifer. I have a list of the demonstrations that will be held on Maker's Day this year. Only at the North County Branch, though. So, but do you know the ones that are being held at the South County Branch?
I know some of them, yes.
So at the North County Branch, this is what you can do on Maker's Day. You bring your families, and all these demonstrators will be there demonstrating these things, Jennifer. You can discover what 3D printing is all about, which I hear is pretty cool. I've never actually seen that in action. Have you?
I have. Barnes & Noble has 3D printers.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why? Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. They have them, then you can buy them. And they put like a little piece. It almost looks like wax or plastic. It's more of an etcher than a printer.
Right, but why? Does a bookstore have it?
I don't understand a lot of things a bookstore has.
Okay, but moving on. The RoboStorm and Robotics 4-H Club will be sponsoring that demonstration, and you could take home a 3D printed ID tag. You can join your neighbors and design with Legos during an all-day open Lego build. Take a lesson in charcoal drawing, Jennifer, with the Art Academy of Hunterdon. Watch a drone demonstration, Tethered, which was, I'm sure, Jennifer's addition to this to this flyer, and learn how they are assembled, programmed, and flown with the Drone Academy and RoboStorm Robotics. Have you ever seen a drone in person?
I have not.
Okay.
But I just had visions of...
I think you think they're more dangerous.
No, I don't, but I know the hysteria that they can sometimes create.
They don't attack you just on their own free will.
No, but I think if people saw them flying over their backyards, they might get a little nervous.
They might, Jennifer. That's not going to happen. Cheer for your favorite robot, Jennifer, in a Lego BattleBot challenge. That sounds like fun.
It does.
Build motorized models using Bricks for Kids gears, pulleys, and motors with a Bricks for Kids instructor. Then create your own unique model. Take part in making a community Pisansky egg. What is a Pisansky egg, Jennifer?
They're painted eggs, but I believe they are, you paint layer upon layer of color and they end with black paint and then you kind of etch them out.
So I'm going to paint some and somebody's going to paint right over it?
I think somebody brings some painted and then you etch it out.
Okay. That sounds a little bit.
It looks almost Russian or
and
European.
You'll be learning the legend, symbols, and colors behind these beautiful Ukrainian eggs.
There you go.
This craft, unfortunately, is for ages 10 and over, Jennifer. They don't trust the kids. They'll break the egg. And what kind of egg? Is it an ostrich egg, I heard, or something?
I don't know what they just finally decided on. I offered to look for a goose egg, but I didn't hear back, so.
Design a Play-Doh creation, then light it up using squishy circuits. I'm completely out of touch with the stuff kids are doing these days. Do you know what a squishy circuit is?
I don't know.
Sounds cool. Our version of Destroy, Build, Destroy. Now, you have no problems with that, but you have problems with drones. Join and take apart with help from a mechanical engineer. What's that all about?
I
like learning to take apart like some mechanical device.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Learn how to weave a basket and make a felted acorn with Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation. Try your hand at engraving a pendant with Reddington Metalworks. Watch a skilled craftsman at work on a loom. And try it yourself. Have you ever used a loom? This is like the stupidest question ever.
What makes you think?
You have, I'm sure. Do you own a loom?
I think there's one up in the attic at my parents' house, a tabletop.
Of course there is. Create origami and share your folding skills with other paper crafting enthusiasts.
I'll be right with you, Kiko. Patience.
This is a ton going on, Jennifer. Watch a sewing or quilting demonstration and try it yourself. Are you involved with that one?
I am not.
Oh. operate a VEX robot, Jennifer, with members of the Delix First Robotics team from 100 and Central Regional High School. This is all going on the same day, March 19th, at the North County Branch Library from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link right on the top of the page that you can click for all the schedule. It's also going on at the South County Branch Library. And Jennifer, I know they have a button maker there.
They will have the button maker. I believe they're going to have some squishy circuits as well.
Okay.
Holcomb Jameson Farm, people will be setting up spinning and weaving.
Okay, South County Branch obviously does not have as much room as North County Branch. North County Branch is actually taking over the community center next door to help fit all these demonstrators. So,
and actually, the same day, the Animal Alliance next to the South County Branch Library is having an adoption day. So we're going to cross-promote that. It's not quite makers, but it's community-minded.
So if you missed it last year, it's going to be bigger and better this year. So be sure to circle March 19th on your calendar between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and stop by the North County Branch or South County Branch or both, Jennifer. It's only half the hour ride between them.
24 miles.
24 miles? So maybe a little over a half hour. Unless Jennifer will pay for your speeding tickets.
No.
If you get there in under a half hour.
And if you're 16, if you're 16 going on 17, it's a perfect activity for you.
We're getting, that's the second sound of music.
It's not the second, it's the fifth. You haven't been paying
the
attention.
The fifth sound of music? What were the three that I missed?
Oh, no, I've checked my favorite things.
Oh, I probably missed that
one. I have confidence.
I missed that one.
The hills were alive, the library was alive with the sound
of music. I heard that one. So why, God's name, Jennifer, are you referencing the Sound of Music?
Because it is high school musical season. And 100 and Central Regional High School will be presenting Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music March 10th to the 12th at 7 p.m.
Where?
100 and Central Regional High School.
Oh, nice.
There will also be a matinee 1 p.m. on Saturday. All tickets are $12 for reserved seats and can be purchased at the box office.
I might actually go.
On Wednesday, March 9th at 3:30, all area seniors are invited to a special free performance. So find an area senior and go check it out.
So bring a senior, they get in for free?
Bring a senior. Yes.
That's a good idea.
I thought so.
I like that thought, Jennifer.
But first, South 100 and Regional High School will be performing Anything Goes Thursday through Saturday. I guess this is dated.
Can I ask you one quick question?
You may.
How many Sound of Music references that you have in the chamber?
I have all the songs. I was waiting to see how long it took you. It was trickier the year I used Pippin.
I'm sure.
Because those songs aren't
I've never seen Pippin.
So this weekend, South 100 and Regional High School.
And I don't regret never seeing Pippin.
It's on back on Broadway. It was really fabulous music.
When somebody describes the music as fabulous, it's just something in my brain says, no thank you.
Okay. First up is South 100 and Regional High School this weekend, starting tonight, performing Anything Goes. They begin at 7:30.
That's Cole Porter musical.
It is. The 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. The school is located at 301 Mount Airy Harborton Road in Lambertville. Next weekend, Delaware Valley Regional High School will perform Into the Woods, March 3rd through the 5th. Tickets are $12 for most adults and $10 for students and senior citizens. There'll be a 2 p.m. show on Saturday, which is free to senior citizens. North 100 and Regional High School Theater Organization is also doing their musical, Sweeney Todd, the school edition, for those of you who are a little concerned. Because Sweeney Todd's a pretty graphic musical. Are you aware of Sweeney?
The Demon Barber of Something Street. Fleet Street?
Probably Fleet Street. And that's at Route 31 in Annandale. And then in April, Voorhees High School will be playing Catch Me If You Can, April 7th through the 10th.
Is that the movie with Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio? Mm-hmm. They made a musical out of that?
They sure did. I think Matthew Broderick was in it, I think.
Who looked at that movie and said, let's make a musical out of this?
Who looked at Les Mis and decided, let's
Good
make a
point,
musical out of that?
I was going to actually say that, actually. But they did an awesome job with it.
Yeah.
So in 50 years, if we're talking about Catch Me If You Can, like we're talking about Les Miserables, Jennifer, then you have a point. But
hey, did you
jury's know, still out.
You know how a lot of times words will get added, like Andy Williams added words to the Godfather theme song that never had words.
Oh, so they just made up words to...
Yeah, or...
Instrumentals?
Correct. And...
Did you do this?
No, I didn't.
Tell me
this.
You did it to
I
a song.
Do it. I didn't do it.
And you're
no,
about
I
to
didn't
sing
do it to
it
a song.
Us.
But I never knew that somebody had done it to Gone with the Wind.
You know how big our ratings would go up if you did that?
You know, they did it. Well, first, let me tell you this part. They did it to Gone with the Wind. I never knew that.
Okay, who did it?
I don't know. It was. It's like one of those. It sounds like Harry Ray Connick.
Didn't they do it to MASH?
Yes. They did it to MASH. They did it to Days of Wine and Roses. Speak Softly.
Okay, back to the Gone with the Wind. Why are you bringing this
because
up?
Because I just heard it for the first time, and I never knew
were
that.
Were you moved by it?
I really wasn't. But, and I cannot, I don't know where these lyrics are. I had written lyrics to Pinafore, very model of a modern major general, very model of a modern day librarian. I had rewritten.
I think you told me this once.
And I can't, but I can't and find I, them. I don't know where they are.
I know. By the way, my little comment about you at the beginning of the show, you gave me a blank stare like you didn't know where that was from.
Is.
You don't know where that was from?
No. Say it again.
Jennifer, it's from a musical.
Say it again.
Where's my thing? Oh. Jennifer's blood boils when she sees a stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch. You got trouble from the music man, Jennifer.
Music man.
I'm surprised. I thought you were a big Music Man fan.
You're the big Music Man fan.
Carrot's the big Music Man fan. What's your favorite musical? Don't say My Fair Lady.
No. I like Guys and Dolls a lot.
That's one of your favorites? Mm-hmm. Did you like the movie with Marlon Brando mm-hmm. singing? You did?
Well, not. He didn't necessarily need to sing.
It's a musical, Jennifer.
I know. He had to.
Why did they cast Marlon Brando in that
can't
role?
I can't answer that.
Guys and Dolls is your favorite. I saw that last summer up in Vermont.
Did you? Was it
very
good?
Yes, I had never seen it before.
We did. That was one of the ones we did in high school.
What is the? Here's your Guys and Dolls trivia for you right off the bat.
Okay.
What is the first song they sing in that play?
Fugue for a Tin Horn.
Very good.
Which I have played on this show leading up to the Kentucky Derby. Got a horse right here. His name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy who says, if the weather's clear, can do, can do. Stubby K was really good in the movie.
Who was Stubby K?
He was Nicely.
Don't just
Nicely.
Name drop.
He was Nicely Nicely.
But you're name dropping now. Did you ever meet Stubby K?
I never did, but he was really good in the musical. And the Nicely Nicely role.
Okay, it's 11:38, Jennifer. According to my computer, let me give you a quick update of the weather that Jennifer touched on at the beginning of the show. Today, expect partly cloudy skies, rain ending. Temperatures in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, Friday, the temperature dips a little bit under clear skies. Temperatures are going to struggle to reach 40 degrees, Jennifer. But the weekend, Saturday, low 40s, clear skies. And then Sunday, the tent pole, if you will, of the weather for the next 5 days is Sunday, where the temperature will be 58 degrees under clear skies. What are we going to do on Sunday with this pre-spring day?
Clean up the yard.
I tell you what, we cannot be complaining about the weather. We've had a one-day winter, if you think about it.
One weekend with the blizzard and then a couple, you know, the Valentine's Day weekend was very cold.
And one cold snap, and that's been it.
Very lucky.
Amazing, and we're into March. I'm very, very cautiously optimistic. I know March, I'm not having any pretensions that March is going to be warm or anything. I know it's going to be cold, and we're going to get some more snow.
In 2003, we had a very big snowstorm.
But it's going to happen again. So Sunday, make plans for the outdoors on Sunday, 58 degrees.
It'll be muddy, but it'll be worth it.
And then March, definitely coming in like a lamb.
So what are you going to do with your leap day?
I don't know. Can I take a free day off of work?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't know.
It doesn't really exist, Jennifer, this day.
I know.
Didn't we know somebody that was born on Leap Day?
I know somebody who was. I don't know if you do.
Who?
Her name is Janine. She was one of my best friends in high school.
Is she a loyal radio listener?
No.
When was the last time you talked to Janine?
We talk on Facebook.
So Janine's what, like 10 years old?
Yeah. She plays in the Kansas City Symphony.
I thought like our old children's librarian was born on Leap Day.
Which one?
Patty Strickland?
No, she was born in January.
How do you remember this?
Because she and Adrian and Karen are all have birthdays near each other.
Maybe it's on Leap Day.
It's not. It was January. All right, so I'm really excited because it's February, and I can finally talk about a debut novel that I read months ago.
What, because it just came out now?
It is in process in the Huntington County Library.
So you can put a hold on this book if people sure like can. What you're about to say?
Yes.
That's a first.
That's why I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it is on our list for debut fiction for March. It's currently available.
Great. Well, let's hear about it, Jennifer. So, stop teasing.
Stop teasing. So this is called Work Like Any Other, and it is written by Virginia Reeves. It's set in Alabama in the mid-1920s. Roscoe Martin sees the future of Alabama and America as electricity. He's fascinated by this invisible power and plans to make a career of it. Until his wife, Marie, a schoolteacher, inherits her father's rundown farm, which though in the mid-1920s, parts of Alabama have been electrified, this farm has not been yet wired. But Roscoe is resentful of having to give up his true love, electricity, to run this failing farm, but feels if he can bring electricity to the farm, all will be well. And sure enough, Roscoe, with the help of his farmhand Wilson, sets up poles, wiring, and transformers, stealing electricity from nearby poles, and the farm turns around, as does his marriage and family. However, he becomes the portrait of pride goeth before the fall, when a young worker for the electric company stumbles on the farm and is electrocuted by Roscoe's illegal line. Roscoe and Wilson are both arrested and convicted of manslaughter and grand larceny, and his wife doesn't stand behind him. She wasn't in favor of this.
Would you have stood behind them?
I don't know. I mean, she was completely not in favor of this. She wanted him to run the farm.
So how is this? What's the name of this book again?
Work Like Any Other. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. So Roscoe has a 20-year prison sentence. Without her support and without any news of their young son, nor the fate of Wilson, who was also arrested with Roscoe. Roscoe accepts his fate, mostly mourning the loss of his family, dreaming of the day they will be reunited, and he works to lay low during his incarceration, working in the dairy farm as a dog handler, who in the prison is someone who helps guards track down escapees, and a librarian's assistant in a place where the prisoners and even most of the guards are unable to read. But one of the things, different prisoners who have special tasks, they ask them to do different things. And one of the woodworking prisoners is asked to build an electric chair. And Roscoe's wondering what he's going to do if they ask him to electrify it. As Roscoe goes about his daily tasks, he wonders if what he gave up was worth the crime or the punishment. And upon his release, he learns that sometimes forgiving is just as hard as being forgiven, as he tries to rebuild the life he left, learning how easily some people will let go if it is the only means of moving on for them. Roscoe electrifies the farm with hope. Hope for the future for the farm and his family is how he faces his prison term with hope. Hope that his family is pining for him the way he is for them. And he finally faces his release, his hope that his sins will be forgiven and he can resume his life, a hope that never fades even in the face of stark reality. This is a well-structured novel that lets the reader see much of the story from different sides without revealing so much as to give away Roscoe's future. And it's really well written. Some of the chapters are written from when
Where is the setting? Where is this?
Alabama.
Alabama?
Mid-1920s.
Okay.
So
So this is an alert from Jennifer that you need to read this book.
You need to read this book.
By this debut author.
It's not happy. It's not easy, but...
But she says it's worth it.
It's worth it. It really is.
So once again, the title is?
Work Like Any Other.
And how would I put a hold on this one?
You would go to our library website, hclibrary.us, and click on Search the Catalog, or click on ipac.hclibrary.us. And you would search for Work Like Any Other, and we have it as a book and as a sound recording. And then at the screen, you could click Availability and see if it's at your library. And right now it's showing in process, so you would click Place Request and log into the system using your 14-digit barcode and your 4-digit PIN. And then just place your hold, and as soon as the book has all its stickers on...
How many copies did we get?
We got two, and two of the sound recording.
Okay, so anyone listening to the radio show is going to have a leg up on getting on the holds list, right, Jennifer?
They sure will.
Just another added benefit. maybe the only benefit of listening to the library show on Huntington Chamber Radio.
Oh, you know another benefit? You get to hear some great commercials for some great sponsors. So we will be right back.
Terrible segue, but go.
I know, it's 11:44. I lost all track of the time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with Jim Thatch, and Jim Gonneau will be in just over 10 minutes to take care of business.
I'd like now, Jennifer, to talk about the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library used book sale, which is coming up in the beginning, end of April, beginning of May. It's the 20th annual book sale. It has some key dates and information for you if you're interested. Jennifer, are you interested?
I'm interested.
The dates this year, Jennifer, are Friday, April 29th for the preview sale, which are open to Friends of the Hunterdon County Library only who pay a $60 fee. Sounds exorbitant, but you get first crack of the books, all the valuable books, and that money goes to fund a scholarship fund for the local area high schools. Saturday, April 30th is the first day. There's an early bird admission from 8 to 10 a.m. It's free to Friends of members. All others pay $20, Jennifer. And if I'm not mistaken, it costs less to join the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
Correct. I believe it's $10 for a family.
So all you need to do is join the Friends and pay $10 to join and get all their benefits. Then you get into the book sale, the early admission, for free on Saturday, April 30th. Regular admission, which is free to the public, starts at 10 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. On Sunday, May 1st, is always half-price day. I'm guessing the books are half-price that day, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. And that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on Monday, May 2nd, is the bag sale. They provide the bags, you fill it up and get all those books for one price. And what would that price be?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's not on my flyer.
Do they weigh the bag or something?
I thought it was $5 or $10 last year, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't. It's not on.
The location, as it was the last couple of years, is the Grange Building, the permanent building at the South County Park Fairgrounds on Route 179 in Lambertville, New Jersey. Or Ringo's, New Jersey, Jennifer. Isn't the fairgrounds in Ringo's?
It is, but I believe Lambertville
is the mailing address.
It's the GPS address, yeah.
Okay, so whenever you go to the 4-H Flemington Fair, that's where the book sale is. So plenty of parking. They have book drives coming up because they need to collect books to sell, Jennifer. Not just books, but other things as well. The book drive dates will be, the location is the Grange Building at the fairgrounds, and the dates are Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th from 9 to 3, and Sunday, Saturday, April 23rd, Jennifer, from 9 to 3. That didn't read too easy. And Sunday, April 24th, from 11 to 3, gates will open and close at the designated times promptly.
And you can also drop off donations in the headquarters, North County or South County branch library from Monday, April 18th through Friday, April 22nd.
Okay, that's important to know because a lot of people prefer to do that. Right. But you have a lot of books. All you do is load them in your car and go to the fairgrounds on those dates, and they'll unload the car for you. So you don't even have to get out. You can keep the radio playing and sip your coffee while they unload your car for you. Maybe they even wash it for you. That'd be a nice little feature.
That'd be a good
feature.
Nice touch.
That would be.
This year they're accepting hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, music CDs and video games, sheet music, and back LPs. They will be collecting LPs again this year. Please, no books on tape, no video cassettes, no music cassettes, no badly worn, soiled, torn, or mildewed books, no Reader's Digest condensed books, no discarded library books, no Time Life sets, no textbooks or catalogs, no encyclopedias, no outdated computer, business self-help, health or travel books, and no magazines, including National Geographic's. Okay, it says right here on the back of my flyer, Monday is bag day, price not yet known. Hardback and large trade paperbacks will be $2 each. Children hardback, $2. Mass market paperbacks and children's softcovers, 50 cents.
So that's the Friends of the Huntington County Library Book Sale. For all the information, or just to check up, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. The Friends have their own dedicated page. If you click on Friends on the top of the page there, that'll take you to all the book sale information, Jennifer.
And if you're a nonprofit and educational institution, Sunday, May 1st from 3 to 5, there is a gleaning session. It's free to eligible organizations. You bring your own bags or boxes, and you can take what you can use. Pre-registration is suggested, and I pretty much think required. Send an email to fohclfriends@gmail.com to receive pre-registration form in advance. You can register at the door, but that may delay your entrance on the sale floor. So pre-register first.
And one other big event coming up on the horizon now that I'd like to tell you about is the Friends of the Huntington County Library Outdoor Art Show and Sale. This year it will be Saturday, June 11th, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be cash prizes for all the exhibitors. We accept 75. The first 75 artists to enter will be accepted. Entries must be received by Friday, June 3rd. Our entry forms will be available on our webpage and at the county libraries starting next week. So just giving you a little heads up now. There are three categories for exhibitors, students grades 7 through 12, adults, adult amateurs, Jennifer, age 18 and over, and adult professionals. So three categories. The accepted mediums are oils, acrylics, tempera, watercolors, pastels, pencil ink, chalk, charcoal, and mixed media. No photography, please, because we do have a photography show dedicated to all our local photographers in October. There will be two local judges this year, Jennifer. I actually got the names of them now. We've already got them. It's not me this year, Jennifer. Charles Vieira and Beatrice Bork, two distinguished local artists, will be judging the
show. I went to high school with
Bork. Did you? Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. A friend of Jennifer's.
Oh.
So Jennifer probably can be bribed. Do you keep in touch with her?
No, I don't. I just know the name from high school. I don't know if we knew each other.
Okay, never mind.
It was a big high school.
So there'll be first place cash awards in each category. There'll be honorable mentions. There'll also be a public's choice award that comes with some cash, Jennifer. And this is how it works. We'll set up snow fences on our yard that day, June 11th. You'll stop in with your work. You'll get a section of snow fence to hang your work on. And then the judges will walk around and judge your work. And then also the general public will come and hopefully buy some of your work. So once again, the time frame is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on that day. There'll also be food from an unnamed yet local food truck. And we're going to have music from Acoustic Road, who played last year and was very popular with the artists and the patrons alike. So this is the fourth year we've revived this art show. And it's been growing every year. So if you're not an artist and you just want to attend, be sure to save that date, Saturday, June 11th. 2016. The Hunterdon County Library will be at the Community Day, the Hunterdon Chambers Community Day, June 4th, with all the information you need to know about this sale, plus a lot of more information about the Friends of the Library and the library itself.
This Tuesday, we have a special program at the Headquarters Library. You thought the 300th in 2014 was great fun? Well, they're continuing their celebration. And this year, their theme is the Revolutionary War in Hunterdon County. And on Tuesday, March 8th, at 7 p.m., there will be history mapping the American Revolution in New Jersey. It will be at 7 p.m. Check the website, Hunterdon300th.org, to reserve your seats. And there, then on March 12th, there will be a children's historical craft project, corn husk toys, Lenape medicine pouch, and much, much more. So stay tuned and sign up for the email for the 300th, because there's a lot of really interesting things. Washington slept here. Hunterdon loyalists. There'll be the skirmish at Gary's Ridge again. So definitely keep up with that. You have anything else for the last 2 minutes?
I just want to once again thank the country of Turkey on this date for joining the fray. And
Kiko have anything to say about this?
Basically ending World War II.
Does Kiko have any
with their commitment. So thank you, Turkey.
Did our history buff have any comments about that?
No, he's having trouble tuning in still. So we'll get that worked out for next week.
Oh, we do need to get it worked out.
All right, Jennifer, I think that's all we have
that's
for
it.
Today.
I hear Jim Gano out in the hallway. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. Farewell.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I think there's something there. Either he's not anywhere near as wealthy as he says he is, or he hasn't been paying the kind of taxes we would expect him to pay, or perhaps he hasn't been giving money to the vets or to the disabled like he's been telling us he's been doing.
Donald Trump says he hasn't decided whether to release his tax records, which 2012 GOP nominee Mitt Romney says could contain a bombshell. Romney told Fox News that Democrats could make a big and potentially damaging issue of Trump's taxes if the billionaire real estate developer becomes the GOP nominee. Trump dismissed Romney's remark, telling CNN yesterday that there's no bombshell other than he pays, quote, a lot of tax and the government wastes the money. Ted Cruz is also tearing into Donald Trump for not releasing his tax returns. In a Fox News town hall event last night, Ted Cruz promised to release his own tax returns. A storm that's killed at least 8 people in the South is sweeping into the Northeast. The storm set off dozens of tornadoes across the South and now appears to be aiming a stronger punch at New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is declaring a state of emergency after the most recent winter storms. The state of emergency allows for resources for the National Guard, state police, and the Department of Emergency Management. The severe weather is expected to last at least through the morning and possibly through the day. Emergency crews in that area expect to get a better idea of the damages and injuries later today as a state of emergency is declared in that area. A new study shows one way for you to help both yourself and Medicare save big on payments for certain routine procedures. The study by Evolair Health finds that cardiac imaging costs and the need for Medicare to pay triple when patients receive care at a hospital outpatient department instead of a doctor's office. Kelly Kinney at the Physicians Advocacy Institute says this isn't limited to cardiac imaging.
For many common procedures, Medicare spends